Hello, my dear student. Once again, you are welcome to listen to my lectures. And I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It has been my pleasure to continuously explaining you on various tourism products and tourism-related literature. Today's chapter is chapter 10. And it deals with something which is the state of tourism industry post-COVID. What we will learn in here is the changes in tourism industry post-COVID and know about new rules and regulation for the tourism industry in the post-COVID period. Know about the emerging opportunities. First, let us understand how much damage that could have happened to COVID, not because of people not traveling, but because international borders for many countries were closed. And all in the tourism industry would like to forget that era as a bad dream. It was not only the tourism industry that got impacted by the COVID. It was all, the entire economy, including tourism economy, came to practically a standstill. International borders, domestic borders were not open, restriction prevailed, airlines were not operating, they were on a schedule, non-scheduled flight, they were on the bubble flights. All this was happening, a lot of restriction even on the flights that were bubble flight. That too opened up after quite a lot of restriction and so on and so forth. So quite a lot of impact was there on tourism industry, plus the overall economy of the world. One by one, what are the emerging opportunities that would have come? What we have learned through the COVID? Because none of us was prepared for facing, and we couldn't expect that the impact would be so serious. It became more serious because international borders, national borders were all closed for tourism activities. So many things emerged, quite a few of learning, which we now go through in this chapter. According to UN World Tourism Organization, it was mentioned that the world was facing an unprecedented global health, social, and economic emergency as a result of COVID pandemic. It was not the slowdown or rather closure of the tourism industry. But in the past as well, we experienced a lot of such events that happened during certain events that occurred. For example, economic slowdown, financial meltdown, tsunami, SARS, all these happened. But tourism industry got impacted, affected for a short span of time. It bounced back quite fast, maximum 2 to 3 months. The industry was on particular track of the growth and recovery. But COVID noticed this and it saw a great damage. And in 2020, we saw the drop to the tune of 80 to 90% of what we recorded in the previous year. So it has a lot of unprecedented global social and economic emergency as a result of the COVID. We were not prepared for it. We could not visualize. Nothing of that was experienced in the living memory of the tourism industry. Nothing was seen as something that could impact so badly on tourism industry. COVID was seen that travel and tourism industry among the most affected sector, with a massive fall of international demand amid global restriction, including many borders fully closed to arrest the spread of the virus. And this was noticed by all of us. It's all in our living memory, because just 3 years from now that we are talking, we were captured with the COVID. So what was the effect that we saw on international tourist arrival? Here I'm going to share some statistics. it recovered now 63% of pre-pandemic level, in line with UNWTO's scenario published based on January 2023. There are quite more statistics have come up, and it is expected that will be 83 to 85% back on track. And the statistic would be released for 2023 year end, which is yet to get over. But statistic from 2020 suggests that we saw a strong rebound in tourism in 2022, resulting in the recovery of pre-pandemic level and in income across many destinations. Looking ahead, international tourism is set to consolidate its recovery in 2023, which is something as a reality that had been observed by tourism, hospitality, and aviation industry. What was the effect on economy? According to the press release by United Nations World Tourism Organization, the pandemic has ravaged economies around the world, and several sectors such as travel and tourism have been hit hard, because there are many other industries linked to the tourism as a secondary industry, then all of them got impacted. But as I mentioned, it was not purely for tourism. Since tourism involves traveling using international borders to enter another country, the impact was drastically observed. And we want to forget that now, because we are in the post-COVID era. We want to forget that as a bad dream. It is estimated that pandemic will cost the global economy as much as $2.6 trillion from 2020 to 2022, mainly due to sharp fall in tourism-related activities, which means travel wasn't happening, flights weren't taken, hotels were not getting filled up, and tourism products were not being sold, plus many more activities which are directly linked or indirectly linked with tourism industry. On the economy, we take 2019 as a base year to understand various impact. So tourist arrival from 1.5 billion that is taken now post-COVID as a base, it dropped, say, from 1.5 billion tourists to just 500 million in 2021. And then in 2022, the arrival rebounds back to 1 billion, which is quite a positive growth. And this happened because many countries lifted the restriction on travel. Many countries came up with a lot of suggestions for international travel to be taken up, and so on. The total loss international tourist arrival for the years 2020, 2021 and 2022 was 2.6 billion. It's a provisional data based and calculated. Could not be 100% accurate, but yes, a provisional data. Effect on the direct contribution to the tourism fell from 3.3 trillion in 2019 to US$1.5 trillion and 1.7 trillion in 2021. Tourism direct then rebounded in 2022, and where we were sitting at 3.3 in 2019, we came 2.5 trillion in 2022. The statistic for the year end 2023 are yet to come in, but all positive signs are being observed for the year 2023 that we will account the year end when the statistic would be released by United Nations World Tourism Organization. So the total loss of the GDP for the year 2020, 2021, and 2022 all clubbed together was 4.8 2 trillion based on the provisional data. The point to observe here is we continuously keep noticing drop and fall in the revenue generation, earnings, ultimately affecting the tourism industry. So what traveling internationally happened will be, there will be less travel across the region, mainly due to the restriction imposed by the various governments of different countries. And we know that international borders were closed. China opened up quite late. Many countries were not even allowing their domestic tourists to move from one area of their own country to another area of their country. Yes, that was the serious observation and implementation of policy. So this is an effect shown in the form of a graph. A third of the destination remained close to international tourism. So out of the three destinations that we talk internationally, only one third was open. And overall statistic can be seen from this total. We notice quite a drop in tourism when we take the statistic of 2021. Of course, the 2021 and 2022 are statistic picked up for research work to understand how bad was the impact of this COVID. The effect on travel internationally, the situation is changing. Now we are into 2023, end of the year. And what vibes are coming out is we will reach what we were in 2019, up to the 90% of that statistic that was available. Some areas have drastically shown 15% growth than what they were in 2019, even at the end of 2023. Like Europe and Middle East have registered a wonderful growth even as 2019 base year. The area which got affected most, or rather putting up a slowdown, or rather not full recovery at 2019 statistic, is because of the China's government and the Chinese movement within that. Chinese do travel a lot and they were restricted to take up international travel. So the situation is changing as the travel restriction are eased gradually by various countries. In the context of India, the situation for Indian traveler is somewhat tricky, as some countries will allow them with a certain conditions. For example, countries such as US, France, Bahrain, the Maldives, and so on, some will not permit them at all. For example, countries such as UK, Germany, Australia, Singapore, and so on. And these are the statistics that I'm sharing from 2022. Mind it, officially World Health Organization announced that pandemic is over. And I'm talking on the basis of the UN announcement. Though a lot of other news is coming up of various variants linked to COVID are being observed currently. So some of the effect on traveling, where Indians can fly, look at these charts, various countries are mentioned here, go through that. But mind it, to understand this more, you need to see as on date, which is 2023. And 2024. For example, many countries are now giving Indians visa on arrival that include Malaysia, Cambodia, and 53 more countries, where Indian can now go without obtaining a visa in advance. They would be issued on arrival with some fees, or in some cases like Thailand, Indonesia, Rwanda in Africa, for absolutely free. So, to keep yourself abreast, please always, when you see a statistic, always go for the latest and the current statistic that could be made available to you through various sources. All the same time, whenever you talk about tourism growing, we are here talking of 2021 scenario. So new protocols while traveling that was adopted, we are going into detail taking COVID and post-COVID era simply because That is one chapter of the tourism history that will always remain as a reference and something that happened which affected the tourism industry for not 1 month, not 2 months, not 6 months, for more than three consecutive years of 2020, 21 and 2022. So now new traveler, this we are talking in 2021, expectation for more hygienic, no contact and digital experience. So physically, everything would be no contact, no hygiene. This is what we were talking in 2021. It is now required to show the document, proof of travel of COVID status, including COVID vaccination, two COVID vaccination. There was a vibe that came in that as a booster, you would also need to show if you are traveling the third COVID vaccine. A greater focus on infrastructure relating to health and safety was implemented. COVID-19 testing was done with a report to be given before you take up a travel. And upon arrival in specific country, they were again doing a test. And there are reports that those who traveled with a no sign of COVID were reported with a COVID upon arrival. Digital health passes for travel risk based on the framework for safe international mobility. So quite a few things was happening in 2021 when international borders started opening up slowly. It may be anticipated new protocol, mind it new, in 2021 and 2022 when world started opening up. It was anticipated that travel in the post-COVID era will be driven by health and safety aspects that include vaccination, safe distancing, hygiene, masks, safe distance from the people, and so on. A negative RT-PCR report was asked to be done up. And this is the new protocol now for traveling. Now, because in 2023, the World Health Organization has declared that world is now COVID-free and it's over. Many countries don't insist. But yes, some of the countries where you go for an employment, for example, a US visa that you would need for an employment to be taken up, you would need to show that you have vaccinated yourself with COVID vaccine. So international travel, the recent happenings are concentrated around two things. They are vaccine passport and travel bubbles. So vaccine passport, what was it? Digital health pass. Global interoperability of the digital health passes for travel that captures and demonstrates an individual's COVID test. Yes. And vaccination or recovery status with strong user data privacy is the key. Yes, so that you were allowed to travel in those era. It enables travel. Now, why was this imposed? Because of the safety. Because when you are airborne, you come in touch with a lot of people on board and you were supposed to be wearing a mask. So traveler to prove securely and easily that they are not infected with COVID-19 at border crossing points, which in turn makes international traveler safe and efficient. We are learning what was the impact of COVID, and in the process, we are picking up year by year what was the scenario in those areas, how things started changing. And now we are officially declared without COVID all over the world, and WHO has withdrawn that. So what is a vaccine passport? This was a document that was required. It's a digital document that will function as a valid certification that a person has been fully vaccinated against COVID. And you were supposed to show this with a scan code so that they can read that and understand, yes, the passenger has taken COVID vaccine 1 and 2. It is also referred to as an immunity passport and is documentary proof that shows the person is vaccinated. And a vaccine passport is fast becoming a mandatory requirement for people who wish to start traveling again. We are capturing the event that continuously was happening in 2021. So who is using a vaccine passport? So March in 2021, China rolled out its digital vaccine passport that could be accessed through an app allowing authorities to verify an individual vaccine status by scanning a QR code, as I mentioned, and then they check that, yes, XYZ has been vaccinated. For domestic, it was Aadhaar card that was used, and for international travelers, they were supposed to be filling their passport number onto that. And China, Japan announced a digital vaccine. UK announced likewise. And the European Union too, back digital green certificate to allow across their 27 member states that we are talking.